This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
We've all seen the famous movie Titanic.
I don't know. Alexis, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she saw the Nickelodeon version. Where SpongeBob and Patrick accidentally sink a boat and are clinging to a floating Krabby Patty for their lives.
But they follow the same storyline.
But they could live in the ocean.
Not when he washed up on shore for a little bit, bro.
Yeah, he dried up. But did you know, in the real movie Titanic, director James Cameron admits both Jack and Rose could have fit on that floating door together.
Exactly.
He says they wouldn't have both survived because it wouldn't have floated enough.
Yeah, I could see that. It'd be too filled with the cold, icy water.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you think if Brooke and her husband were in that movie, the conversation would have gone like this? Michael, get your own door. You are such a terrible planner. I never wanted to go on this cruise. This is your fault.
This is why I wanted first class, Michael.
Well, I only bring that up because that famous door just made the news recently and sold at an auction for $718,000.
It's not the door from the Titanic.
From the movie. You know, when they sell off props and movies. Indiana Jones's whip, when they sold that off. Or the ruby shoes from The Wizard of Oz.
I've always wondered with these crazy auctions, what do you do with it when you buy it? Yeah. Do you just lean it up against the wall in your house? No. Or do you toss it in the swimming pool and let the kids play with it?
I was going to say, you obviously can't buy it unless you have a pool. You know?
We could do whatever you want. Because rich people love spending ridiculous amounts of money on random crap from famous movies.
I know
that because we have a list of the most expensive real movie props that have ever been sold.
Hey. Oh, I probably already named a couple.
Brooke mentioned the Indiana Jones Temple of Doom Harrison Ford's whip.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That sold for $525,000.
She bought it.
Yeah, it was more useful at home.
As an amateur whip enthusiast, I can tell you that's a screaming deal.
Uh-huh.
From the movie Jurassic Park, something sold for $250,000.
What would sell?
Any guesses what prop from Jurassic Park?
I know. Could it be the cup with the water? You remember the water?
Cup?
Like when the dinosaur feet are coming and then the water starts vibrating and it's the most anticipated moment.
I was thinking the Jeep itself, the actual Jeep.
It's not the cup. It's just the water.
Yeah.
In a bag.
It's almost all evaporated.
No, what is it?
Do you remember the scene where Newman from Seinfeld is trying to get off the island with the dinosaur DNA at the end and it's raining and he crashes his car?
And they spit in his face.
And he's hiding the DNA in a shaving cream canister, the Barbasol canister.
Oh,
that went for a quarter of $1 million.
What? Oh my my God.
That little shaving cream can.
I didn't remember that.
Wow.
Prop.
Remember? And he like opens it and you fit the things inside.
Once you say it, but it wasn't the first thing I thought of when you think of Jurassic Park. Like, if you're spending that much money, give me the full T-Rex skeleton.
Yeah, I want a tooth.
We're talking about the most expensive real movie props that have ever sold at auction. And that includes three different items that went for $125,000 apiece.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Ooh. Oh, that's iconic. Yeah.
Tobey Maguire's black Spider-Man suit from Spider-Man 3.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
And Kate Winslet's dress from the end of Titanic when she gets rescued.
Okay.
But none of those hold a candle to the most expensive movie items of all time.
Oh, these weren't the most expensive?
Those even weren't even the most expensive. One of them was the Cowardly Lion costume from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I used to do a joke on stage as the Cowardly Lion.
We're talking an old beat-up Halloween outfit from the 1920s made with asbestos and MSG in it.
MSG?
Yeah, they put everything in there.
Is that up the value?
It does. And that's why it sold for close to $3.1 million.
Oh, man.
I mean, when you come home from auction and you have to tell your wife that you spent that much money on a costume, how embarrassing is that?
I mean, you got to get into role play at that point.
Yeah, there's no other question. But I bought you the Dorothy.
Yeah, why do you got to buy the one where you have no courage, though? Right? That was like the least sexy of all of them.
Yeah.
Even crazier than that, Marilyn Monroe's famous white subway dress, the one that blows up over the grave.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine.
Kim Kardashian.
I mean, all of these have to be in museums, right?
True. Not anymore. These people bought them. Whoa. Or maybe they donated them to museums.
No, I think that they usually, or the museum buys. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Go.
That's from a movie called The 7-Year Itch, and it sold for a staggering $4.6 million.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that, though.
God, and then you wear it to one Halloween party, spill one glass of red wine, and... God, why didn't she wear black?
Yeah, come on. Why didn't her dress have pockets?
And then we come to Batman. Before The Dark Knight and Batman Forever, even before Lego Batman, there was a Batman TV show in the 60s starring Adam West as the Caped Crusader. Yeah. And he drove around in the original Batmobile.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Which it just looks like an old 60s car where they put some fins on it.
And
basically.
Red trim.
Yeah.
And like a glass bubble on the top.
I mean, it's cool.
It is cool.
Well, that car went up for auction, and somebody bought it for $4.2 million.
Whoa. Jay Leno say what?
Yeah. And if you're, if you're a comic book or a superhero fan, that car is considered one of the holy grail items of all superhero props.
Imagine
rolling up to Comic-Con in that.
Oh, my God.
Alexis, you'd roll up and then immediately go back up into like a parking structure.
All the Batman fans start crying.
She walks out, I'm dressed as Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck?
Or forget Comic-Con, just rolling up to Starbucks. Like,
I'd
like a grande latte, please.
So funny.
Those are the most expensive movie props that have ever been sold. We got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.